On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Preparations for a no-deal Brexit have been stepped up, and the Transport Secretary says keeping traffic moving through Dover is a priority. £2 billion of extra money is being set aside to get ready for the Halloween deadline. Part of that's going to go to the Border Force, and there are separate plans to give traffic officers powers to make sure lorry drivers have the right paperwork before they try to cross the border. Grant Shapps says they're doing everything they can to make sure people are prepared.
I can't rule out that there'll be some disruption in the process to making that happen. We're taking all the necessary steps, including some of these extra powers, to make sure that the goods can carry on flowing. I'd much rather over-prepare and it not be needed than under-prepare and find ourselves caught out.
But Rod McKenzie from the Road Haulage Association says the industry needs more details.
We're calling on the government to make it really clear what traders, what international hauliers have to do, what the paperwork is that is needed to get them safely across the channel.
Labour, meantime, says it's an appalling waste of taxpayers' cash. Meg Hillier chairs the Public Accounts Committee and has described the idea of no deal as a reckless choice.
The problem is are really around the border, partly because we don't know what the French will do, for example, so that's going to be a challenge. There's real issues about how the Department for Transport has planned for the lorry queues, and when we asked them, would you, for example, prioritise fresh food over non-perishable goods, they told us they couldn't really do that because that would be interfering in the market.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere this lunchtime news, a six persons died following an outbreak of listeria at several NHS hospitals across England. They were one of nine previously confirmed cases who'd contracted the potentially deadly bacteria. The source of the outbreak is believed to be contaminated meat used by a firm producing sandwiches and salads. A Gillingham man's been found guilty of his involvement in a plot to supply Class A drugs via a County Lines network. A court heard Asfar Allen organised at least four routes out of London using lower-level gang members. He was arrested in December 2017 following raids at 15 addresses in the capital and home counties. The 32-year-old from Pegasus Way and five other men are due to be sentenced next month. There's been a huge increase in the number of people in Kent calling the RSPCA to report puppy farms. Over the last decade, the figures have gone up by more than 700%, from just 25 in 2008 to 217 last year. Many dogs are kept in poor conditions and forced to produce more than 3 litres every year. Amy Ockleford from the charity has this advice for anyone planning on getting a puppy.
Obviously, getting a dog is such a wonderful addition to our family, and we can totally understand why people want to do so, but make sure you are extremely cautious if you're looking to buy a puppy, or even better, please visit your local rescue centre and give a rescue dog a second chance at a new life.
KMFM News.
A driver's been arrested on suspicion of drink or drug driving following a police chase in Medway. A BMW failed to pull over for officers in Rochester and was eventually stopped using a stinger, which also accidentally deflated the tyres of a patrol vehicle. €140,000 have been seized from a man who was trying to leave the country via the Eurotunnel at Folkestone. The 39-year-old from the Netherlands was stopped in December 2017 and claimed to have been in the UK for 2 days for business. Investigators disagreed and took the case to court. He's now been told to hand over the money after it was found to be intended for criminal use. And Coronation Street actress Catherine Tilsley is the latest celeb to be announced for the next series of Strictly. She joins YouTube star Saffron Barker, actress Emma Barton, ex-footballer David James and Chris Ramsey on the lineup so far. The comedians tweeted a video about it.
A weight actually lifted. I've been keeping that secret for so long. I'm doing Strictly Come Dancing this year. Very excited, very nervous. I'll either be good or I'll be so rubbish that it'll be funny anyway. So happy days.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Australia are trying to fight back after a strong start from England's bowlers in the first Ashes test. Stuart Broad and Chris Wokes have taken early wickets at Edgbaston, and a short time ago Australia was 75 for 3. Kent's Joe Denley is playing for England and speaking before the game admitted he didn't think he'd ever get the chance.
Of recent years I've certainly started enjoying my cricket a lot more and reap the rewards for that and been scoring pretty heavily for Kent, but in terms of did I see myself playing in an Ashes series, probably not. but this week's going to be a very proud moment and a very special occasion for me and my family, so very excited to get going.
Well, his county teammates will look to make it 5 wins from 5 when they travel to take on Middlesex in the T20 Blast later. The Spitfires have been unbeaten in the competition so far this season, are currently top of the South Group. Play's due to get underway tonight at 6:15. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.